Okay, we're in the Drushas around Drush Hashishi, Masada Rav Kook around page Resh Chaf Gimel. Okay, so last time we spoke about the importance of tshuva, and how now that we have the option of tshuva, it's even worse if a person doesn't do tshuva. So therefore, it's very important for all of us to do tshuva. So number one, we can get close back to Hashem, but also because it's an even bigger avera if a person doesn't do tshuva when they have the option. Okay, so the Ran says, Lachain ein safek. So in these times before Rosh Hashanah, it's very important for a person to look to do teshuvah, to see how to heal his soul, and to make it more important than even healing his physical body. That's what David says. That's what David says. Hashem, be gracious to me and heal me, heal my soul, because I've sinned to you. Pirish, what that means is, when I was sick, so I davened to you, Hashem, to heal my soul. Soul, not body, soul. That's what I tried to do. I wasn't worried about healing my body, I was worried about healing my soul. Vain suffix, there's no doubt. Of course it makes sense to want to heal your soul more than to heal your body. Of course, with no body, you can't be in this world doing mitzvahs. But in general, as a general rule, what's more important? Of course, the soul is more important than the body. Because even in physical sicknesses and conditions, if you can ask a doctor, because if a person's sick in two different parts of their bodies, if you ask a doctor, which is more important to heal? So you'll get an answer one of three ways. One is that it's more important to heal the thing that's more dangerous to the person. Second is it's more important to heal one that's the cause of the other issue. And the third thing is it's more important to heal the thing that will not get healed unless the other one is healed. It's the same with the soul and the body, or with the which is more important, the soul and the body. Because that's the first thing, which is more important, which is more dangerous to the whole person. Certainly the soul is more important than the body. Because obviously the guf, the body only lasts 70 years, whatever it is, or 120 years, and then it's gone, but the soul is forever, so it's certainly more important for the soul to be healthy. And as far as the second thing, there's no doubt, says the Ran, that the sicknesses of the soul cause the sicknesses of the body. And the third issue, that the body will not get healed without the soul being healed. He's going to explain an example where you'll see that the soul is the thing that keeps the body healthy, not the body. Like the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, there was this poisonous snake. Gemara tells the story of this poisonous snake that was killing people. And Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa came around. Bova Amr Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, look, this snake is killing people. What can you do about it? Vanasa nakev al-churo. So you know what he did? He walked right over to the snake's den, stuck his ankle right in front of it. Vanashko, the snake came out and bit him. Umeis, and the snake died. Veviu the base of Medrash, and he picked up the snake and brought it to the base of Medrash. Vamar lahem, and he said to everyone, Ru, everybody should see. Ru banaish, ain arud mevis elachet mevis. It's not the snake that kills, it's sin that kills. In other words, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was so sure that he was a tzaddik enough that he was not going to die at that time, so and there was no reason for Hashem to kill him. So therefore, he knew the snake would die, and that's when he wanted to show everybody that if there's no chet, no snake is going to have any power over you. So you see there that the sickness of the soul, meaning any time a person does any averos, that can cause sickness of the body. And the healthy soul, the healthy soul will put off any things that will hurt the body. And if you're going to make a mistake and say, maybe you'll say, okay, that's for super tzaddikim. Super tzaddikim, their soul can protect them from physical things. So maybe that's Rabbi Chanina Bedoso, Shokel Kamoser, somebody of an equal stature as him. So maybe you'll say, okay, that's obviously miraculous, and for super tzaddikim that have miracles, okay, you're right. If his soul is perfect, his body will be perfect. What about regular people? Regular people are never going to be that holy, so maybe you would say that there's no connection at all, and that's going to be the point. Maybe you'll say there's no connection at all between the soul and the body. The Ran says, no, that's a complete mistake. Because the level of healthiness of the soul goes along with the level of healthiness of the body in similar ways. Like you'll see, people who are very weak people, physically weak. Everything is going to bother them. Even the littlest things bother them. So even things that are not strong will hurt them, what we call immunocompromised, right? Someone whose immune system isn't working properly, they're sick anyway, they're weak. So then they're always going to get sick, even from light reasons. Because then their lack of health is going to cause it that anything that comes against them, anything they're exposed to, any disease is going to hurt them. So to people with super sick souls, then their soul can't help them, can't protect them from anything physical either. And so to people who are basically healthy, so that healthiness helps them fight off disease and they don't get sick all the time. The level of healthiness that they're at helps them push off some sicknesses. So to your soul, if you have a very healthy soul, it will push off some things. Just like if you have a very healthy person and expose them to disease, so, you know, they can get sick. But their general health helps push off a little bit. It makes that they don't get sick easy. So too, somebody who has a very healthy soul, it's not that nothing bad will ever happen to them, unless they're a super tzaddik, but it helps push off a little bit. And so too, if you had an individual which is the epitome of health, and he drank these things that are, you know, super good for the body, and he can't possibly get sick. So I don't know what this triaka thing is, but if he drank some thing that makes him immune to all diseases, or pretty close to that, so poison doesn't hurt that person. So too, if you had someone who is of the absolute super healthy soul, like this tzaddik, and so if he has the super soul that can push away any issues, in other words, his desire for mitzvahs, his strong desire for mitzvahs is like that triaka, it's like that super potion that'll help him push off any disease he's exposed to. So tidcha sibas amazikas kulan. So then, if he's at that super high level of soul, so it's as if he's like the person who drank that potion, Vizosi Milas Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, and that's the level of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So, again, just to be the super tzaddik that the person will never get sick, you're right. Yeah, you have to be a super tzaddik that nothing ever bad will ever happen to you, then, you know, the type of person where miracles happen to. But it doesn't mean that there's no connection at all. That's what he wants us to know, even for regular people. If your soul is at a healthy level, a decent level, or the healthier it is, the more it can protect you from things that you don't even know about. This is what the Navi said, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas B'Shalach said, Vayomim Shamoa Tishma L'Kol Hashem Lokecha. He says, if you listen to the words of Hashem, Vayash Rabbeinu Tassin, you do what's straight in God's eyes, Vazantala Mitzvosav, and you listen to his mitzvos, Shemar Techol Kol Chukav, and you keep all his chukim, Kalamachla, Shesamti B'Mitzrayim, Lo'osim Elacha, Keni Hashem Rofecha. All the diseases that I put in Mitzrayim, I will not put on you, because I am Hashem who heals you. So many people don't understand what this pasuk means. How could it be that Hashem says, if you are a great tzaddik and listen to all of the mitzvos, I will not wipe you off the face of the earth and kill you in a horrible way. That doesn't sound like it should fit. If you keep all of the mitzvos, then I will not cause terrible disease. It doesn't sound like that sentence flows. It should be, if you keep all the mitzvos, I will do nice things to you. And, you know, but to say, all the things, all those horrible things that happened to Mitzrayim, don't worry, I won't do that to you if you keep the mitzvos. That doesn't fit why I talk about something horrible when someone's being perfect. So again, he doesn't understand. Eich yomer eich ta im tasa kol mashi tivisicha lashlemis lo amitcha betachluim roim kasher hichrati hamordim haposhim bi. It doesn't seem to fit how that sentence can go if you keep the mitzvahs that I won't destroy you in a terrible way. The reason why people have this question is because of two reasons. Number one, they think that this pasuk is just telling you that his servants, Hashem, will not put on them all types of diseases. And they think that that's what it means, and I'll explain in a second what it does mean. So why does that make sense? Like, people who serve Hashem, that Hashem would not put on them all of the terrible things that happened to Mitzrayim. Second of all, they think Mitzrayim is not the end all and be all of disease. So then all it's saying is, okay, so you won't put on me lice, you know, whatever. All the terrible things in Mitzrayim happened, I won't get that. But maybe AIDS, yes, I don't know, whatever. It's not every disease was in Egypt, so it sounds like to them the twofold thing. One is that Hashem just won't, to his servants, he just won't destroy them in horrible diseases. And secondly, Mitzrayim is not does not include all diseases. What about other diseases? Anyway, v'zeo daita v'firish ha-pasuk says. The Ran says, let me tell you pshat. This is what I think pshat in this pasuk is. B'tchila amar v'yitzek al Hashem v'yireyu Hashem eitz. Right, the beginning of that story, before that pasuk in B'shalach, remember the Jews did not have water for 3 days. They complained to Moshe. Hashem says, okay, take this tree, throw it in the water. The water will get sweet and everyone will have water to drink. And they did that, and then it says, and that then comes the pasuk of Hashem says, if you keep my mitzvos, all the things after Mitzrayim won't happen to you, because I am Hashem who heals you. So the Ran is saying, first it says that they cried out to Hashem, and Hashem showed them a tree. And they threw it into the water, and the water, which had been bitter and undrinkable, now became sweet. So there Hashem gave them chokum mishpat, Hashem gave them mitzvos, v'sham niso, and there he tested them. So this test, again, we're all going to get back to the question of the pasuk of Hashem promising them not to hurt them, but he's taking a step back. The pasukim before that is a story with the tree that's thrown into the bitter water. So Hashem says that there in this place, God gave them Torah mitzvos, choku mishpat, whatever, and v'sham niso, and there he tested them. What test? Tests only happen one of two ways, or for one of two purposes. Ola to Elas HaMenusa, either to help out the testee, Ola to Elas HaKlal, or to help out the general populace. How so? The to Elas HaMenusa, so how is it going to help out the testee? Ki biyos machsheves hatzadik tova, since a tzadik is a super tzadik, and he wants to do good, v'inyano chazak biras Hashem, and he's very strong in his fear of Hashem. So, I think there's a mistake in what it says here, by the way. I think it should say Vinyano Chazak Biura. Anyway, I think it continues. Hashem is Baruch, maybe Osoli Deni Sayon. Either way, the understanding is the same. So a person who's a big tzaddik and strong in his fear of God, Hashem brings him two tests. L'man titztarif machshav to atov l'dei maisa. So that his inside, that he would love to be moser nefesh, he'd love to give of himself to Hashem, he just has no opportunity. Hashem gives him the opportunity. That's the point of the test. Hashem gives him the opportunity, or her the opportunity, to bring their thoughts to fruition. So they have a test, and they're able to stand up. Therefore Hashem would only test a tzaddik, who would stand up to this nisayon. And that's what the pasuk means, Hashem tzaddik yivchan, Hashem tries the tzaddikim, tests the tzaddikim. And the medrash says, Hayotzer azay eino bodik kankan biruim. So the Yotzer, the one who forms the pottery, of course it refers to Hashem, the creator of everyone, he doesn't check the jugs that are shaky, shein maspik lahakish aleim ad shuv shovran. As soon as you knock on it, it breaks. Now, in the olden days, the way they used to check, when you go to the store and you want to buy a nice jug, earthenware jug, so the way to test whether it was good is they would knock on it to see if it was good. So you don't knock on the ones, the Yotzer, the one who made them, doesn't knock on the ones that he knows as soon as he knocks on it, it's going to break into 1,000 pieces. So that's the, metaphorically, Hashem doesn't knock on the people who can't stand up to it. Hashem doesn't test the people who will fail, that's what it means. The second reason to give a test is for other people. Meaning, so people see, Wow, that guy is a tzaddik. At Heichani Magasel, people say how far people love Hashem, how far they would go. Look at that. And then they'll learn for themselves to be better people. Zehu Inyan Hanisayan. That is what Nisyonos are about. Lo Zulaso, nothing else. And that's the Ran's understanding of why Hashem tested anybody. It was for these purposes. Because there's no doubt that Hashem doesn't test people to see, let's see what happens. Hashem knows what's going to happen in the future. Hashem doesn't have doubts. They have to say, oh, let me see what happens. Hashem knows what's going to happen. So it's not to see. So the Ran said, there's only two reasons for doing a test. To help the person or to help people around them. And in this test, where the Jews didn't have water for 3 days, so I don't see any of those two purposes. I see the opposite. This was not helpful to the people who were tested. It hurt them, because they failed. They did not stand up to the test. When they didn't have water for 3 days, could they complain? It says, right? They complained to Moshe, which they're not supposed to do. And secondly, it doesn't help anyone else because everyone, again, they didn't pass the test. So it has absolutely no purpose the way the Ran sees Nisayon. So why would it say, Shom Nisahu? That's not Nisayon. Aval Nirali, rather says the Ran, it appears to me, Ki Visham Nisahu, what it means is their God tested them. Chozer al Achok v'hamishpat shehiz kirkvar. It's going back on the Chok and Mishpat. Hashem says, I gave them Chok and Mishpat for Sham Nisau. So it's going on that. Hashem gave them Chok and Mishpat, Hashem gave them Torah. Mitzvot, Ratalomer, Kisham b'mara, Samlo Chok and Mishpat, Sham Nisa HaChok Asher Samlo. So there in Mara, Hashem gave them some mitzvos, and there Nisa means he tested it, he tested the Torah mitzvos. Put it in the lab, as if to say. V'ochiach b'nisayon, he proved through Nisayon, through testing, that by keeping Torah mitzvos, it takes away sicknesses. Because Chazal tells us in the Medrash, this tree that Moshe threw into the water, Harduf Nishma, was this tree called, or let's just call it a tree, a branch, whatever, called the Hardufni. It, by nature, should have actually made the water even more bitter. Lola rapos amayim hamarim. It should not have helped bitter water get less bitter. Still, it made the water edible, drinkable, which was the opposite of its nature. Ya'an hushtach sham b'mitzvot Hashem Yisbarach. Because Hashem said to do it, and since it became a mitzvah to do it, it helped the water physically become drinkable. That's why Hashem says, see, I just proved it to you. If you keep the Torah mitzvos, it'll help you physically. That's why Hashem then follows up with, if you follow the Torah, you won't get sick. It doesn't mean all the machla of Mitzrayim. It means from all sicknesses. Kol sovil pirish kol umikol. Kol can include also being from all sicknesses. You see that other places too. So, what Hashem was trying to tell them was that when you keep all the mitzvos, you will be saved from kol machla, all sicknesses, not just these sicknesses, all sicknesses. Okay. I guess just to conclude, the Ramban in Parshas Vayera says this exact same thing as the Ran, as far as what Nisayon is, almost the exact same words too. Very similar wording, where it talks about the Akedah Yitzchak and that Hashem tested Avram. So the Ramban says the same thing. That's all for the, not because Hashem doesn't know, but to raise the tzaddik who's getting tested. Of course, everyone has plenty of nisyonos in their life, things that are difficult and trying, and they have to pass. But what the Ran is referring to is specifically where Hashem goes out of his way to test someone, puts a person in test, and it says Hashem Nisa, that's always to elevate the person who's being tested. Okay, we'll stop here and with Hashem continue next week.